Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive, powered by Teachers Credit Union from WTTSFM.com.
That is real nice, man. That is going in the archive. We'll be playing that one for years to come.
Awesome. Appreciate it.
I guarantee it. And maybe someday, you know, 10 years from now, you're going to be tired of doing that one, you suppose?
I don't know, man. It's one of those songs that I really don't think I will. It's like, you know, I've written a lot of songs in my, I've been doing the music thing for like 10 or 12 years now. And that's the first one. I'm a perfectionist. I'm really self-critical and about my own work. And that's the first one that I wrote where I still, it's just a great song. The other ones, you know, I could criticize, but I'm having a hard time coming up with something that could be better about them.
And your background, I mean, just in general, maybe you can fill me and fill us in a little bit. I know you're currently based out of California,
yeah,
but you spent a great deal of time in Alaska. Actually, yeah. Your dad's a fisherman, a commercial fisherman.
Indeed, yeah. My dad hitchhiked. He grew up in L.A. and hitchhiked up to Kodiak Island in 1968. When he was 18 or 17, and has been going up there every summer since, and has became a commercial salmon fisherman in Alaska. So I've gone up there every summer of my life, except for a couple when I was touring, and when I was old enough, started working on the boat, and that was how I, you know, got through college and supported myself as a musician early on. Was pretty terrible, terribly brutal work up there in Alaska on the boat all summer, but also incredibly rewarding and gorgeous and a nice refresher for your mind, kind of, to be away from everything. And I mean everything, for a period of, you know, up to 2 months at a time out at sea. So, yeah, it's definitely shaped a big part of who I am.
But you picked up now that sounds like, I wouldn't say lonely, but like solitude. A lot of solitude going on there.
A lot of solitude.
But you picked up some interesting friends now in L.A. that you collaborate with sometimes.
Yeah.
First Aid Kit, for example.
Yeah, for the First Aid Kit girls, you know, they live in Stockholm, Sweden, which is far away. But the way that we got connected is that their first tour ever, I think they were like 17 and 15 years old or something, was opening for my old band, Port O'Brien, throughout Europe. And so, you know, we kind of kept in touch. But that was like 10 years ago or 8 years ago or something. And we kind of fell apart, you know, just because of the distance. And then I ran into them at a party in L.A. a year and a half ago, and we hit it off and rekindled things. And now they're two of my absolute best friends in the world. And I sent them this song, Revolution, when I wrote it. And they wrote back immediately saying, we need to sing on this song. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. There are a number of YouTube performances out there I would encourage you to check out of that song, which is just great. Now, who were some of the people that inspired you? Who did you listen to during those summers up in Kodiak Island?
It kind of changed, you know, a lot as I went through the different phases of my life. But I would say one of the big tent poles for me is Neil Young, mainly early 70s kind of stuff, like On the Beach, Zuma, Tonight's the Night, Harvest, all those records. Those have stuck with me throughout. But I also listen to more contemporary stuff too, like early Modest Mouse is a big inspiration for me. And then, you know, I went through my punk rock phase, and all I did was listen to the Ramones, and was like, you know, thought I was so cool. But yeah, I guess Neil, for me, when we were making this record, we hung up the album cover of On the Beach, one of my favorite Neil Young record. And that kind of was the spirit guide, I would say, for everything, in terms of the way that he carefully crafts songs in this way that's deceptive in a way. Because when he records them, when he plays it, it feels so raw and so loose. But when you actually look at the song itself, they're masterworks, you know, up there with the Beatles or whatever. So I've always loved that combination.
Well, man, it's great for you to come by and for us to get to know you a little bit better. We sure enjoyed the music. Once again, from Concord Music Group, Van William.
Thanks.